does.
Here we go.
Every month, we remix current events to imagine what a slightly altered world could look like. It's the news, only better. Welcome to Living Radio. But first, the news.
I'm allergic to semen. Here's how it's made my sex life a huge struggle. By Taylor Knight, The New York Post.
Allison Tennyson, 34, confessed she's allergic to semen and condoms, making sex an excruciating and uncomfortable experience.
A semen allergy, also known as seminal plasma hypersensitivity, is a rare allergic reaction to proteins found in the male spermatic fluid. When Tennyson's skin is in contact with spermatozoan, it causes a burning sensation on her epidermis.
Many people would assume that using a condom would resolve the semen interaction, but Minneapolis native is also allergic to the materials in the condoms.
Despite having allergies, Tennyson enjoys the concept of sex, but not the reaction that comes.
Quote, "I always want to have sex, so we do it. But only in the early stages. Not experiencing the semen is just not the same and so limiting." Unquote.
Quote, "I've cried about it quite a bit, to be honest. It makes me upset as I didn't even know that it was a thing that could happen because I'd never heard about it before," end quote, she admitted.
And now, here is Snacks. Written by Aaron Soler, directed by Zachary Wobensmith. Performed live at Frigid New York's Under St. Mark's Theater, March 4th, 2024.
Thanks again for coming over. I really just needed some company.
No problem. It's February 29th. It's an extra day. And you always have the best snacks.
You're a snack.
Oh, no, you.
You're just friends with me for my snacks.
No, I didn't mean that.
It's okay. I know you're using me for the good treats.
Yeah, like you use me for my car and my Costco membership.
Touché. Yeah.
Pass me another.
I'm glad you have good snacks. I'm so sick of all the stuff I have.
Do you want to order something?
Nah. I need to be more careful budgeting. Everything is more expensive now. Did you know that Wendy's is going to do surge pricing or something? Crazy. And I have leftovers waiting for me at home.
Cool. Yeah, I need to be better about that too.
So, have you been on any dates lately?
What? No, don't start that again.
Okay, I just thought I asked. Jeez, like, you're allergic to dating. What about the apps?
I've deleted them.
What? Why?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, come on. You gotta get out there. Take a leap. Meet someone new. Even you were saying it.
Yeah, I know. But what about romance and meet cutes? And, you know, I don't really believe in the apps. I think in person is still way better.
Yeah, but the apps are faster and cheaper.
Okay, but you can't tell if there's any chemistry.
Not until you meet them. The apps help you meet people.
Maybe now just isn't the best time.
Why not? Carpe diem and all that.
So you know how I said I was going to the allergist?
Yeah. Did you find anything out?
They decided to do a full markup, or whatever, tested for everything.
Sounds responsible.
Yeah. I figured I should just get it done while I have good insurance.
Nice. You have the results yet?
You're never gonna believe it.
You're allergic to cats and you have to get rid of Shelly?
No, Shelly's fine.
Are you allergic to alcohol? I knew someone that was allergic to alcohol. So crazy.
No, alcohol is fine. You've seen me drink. No, I've heard of that. This is...
So, something unusual. Is it food? Bananas?
No, not bananas, but that's kind of a closer guess.
Lube?
I'm allergic to semen.
You mean like sailors? Men on boats?
No!
What? That's impossible.
Nope, it's apparently possible.
No.
Yup. And can occur in any gender.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Some men, or people assigned male at birth, are allergic to their own semen. It's apparently pretty rare.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Apparently.
That's insane.
I know.
Wow. Is this why you haven't been dating?
I'm not expecting anyone.
Go look.
Why would I answer the door when I'm not expecting anyone? Who does that?
Just go. Maybe it's a package, a delivery or something.
Okay, I'm going.
Tasty snack, yummy in my tummy. Love your crunch, I love your zest. Even when you get on my vest. Crumbly, crunchy, tasty treats made of flour, corn, and wheat. Yummy in my tummy.
Look what I got.
Oh, did you order a pizza for me? You had me going.
No, I'm not that nice. Or rich. No, they apparently had the wrong address, and when they called the store to figure it out, they said they'd have to come get a fresh pizza, so Jackson asked if I wanted a free large cheese pizza.
Wait. Jackson? Do you know this pizza delivery person?
No.
So they just said, "Hi, I'm Jackson. We made a mistake. Would you like a free pizza?"
Kind of.
Well.
Is this a phone number written on the pizza box?
Yeah.
Did you have chemistry with Jackson?
Yeah.
Are you gonna call Jackson?
No.
What?
I'll text.
Yes! That's what I'm talking about. A lucky sweet, meet cute, and I get a pizza. This is the greatest day ever.
Okay, don't get ahead of yourself. Jeez, haven't even texted yet. Mm. What if it's a fake phone number? I'm eating half that pizza.
But you have Jackson's phone number.
Yeah, I guess it is exciting.
And fun.
Going on a date. Oh my gosh. I forgot about your allergy. Oh, how do they treat that? Or like, do you just have to abstain? Or is it like poison ivy? Do you get a rash, or is it like more like a sunburn? Do you start sneezing uncontrollably? Can they do exposure therapy?
I have no idea. Mm. I'm choosing not to worry about that right now. Mm-hmm. I have a follow-up appointment scheduled. I haven't told anyone yet, so I'm feeling way more optimistic now. Mm-hmm. I'm sure information will come along.
That's it. Keep your spirits up.
Quit dicking around. Let's eat some free pizza.
And then you can text Jackson.
Yeah. I'm glad you had time to hang out.
Me too. You're good company. And you have the best snacks.
This has been Snacks, written by Aaron Soler, directed by Zachary Wobensmith, featuring Carrie Morris and Dennis Mulliken. Performed live for Living Radio at Frigid New York's Under St. Mark's Theater, March 4th, 2024. Audio production by Robert A.K. Gagneau. Living Radio was formerly a project of Co-op Theater East. Follow us at Living Radio NYC on Instagram. Like at Living Radio NYC on Facebook, and you can find all our past recordings at our website, livingradionyc.com.